We are learning with Sechtas Nozir, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, and we're starting 11 lines from the top, Eboya Lehu. Zog to Gemara, Eboya Lehu, Chad Bechavrei Mitvis, Oidilma Bekama Mitvisi. That means if someone says, Hareini Nozir, and the friend says, Va'ani, and another friend says, Va'ani. Now, that's Pashat, if they tell you who they're trying to be Mitvis in, then we understand that Va'ani meant like the first guy or the second guy. The question is when it's stammer, when he doesn't say what he wants. He didn't mean anything. He just said va'ani, and we're not sure what he means. Does it mean the first guy or the second guy? The shaila is who is that tfasa in? When it says va'ani, does he mean the friend or does he mean the first guy? Lemay nafkamino. What's the difference? What's the nafkamino halacha? Who is being tfasa in? La tfuse umezel. If you want to just continue this train, if you say Vani is always being Tavis in the friend, Matvis in Vazlan, you could go on forever. Because as long as the first guy says Vani Nazir, the second guy says Vani, the third guy says Vani, the fourth guy, fifth guy, as long as they're all Teichde Dibur of the guy before them, there's Atfasa. So then you can make this also forever. If you are being typhus in the first guy, you can't do more than k'dei dibur. Like before, if it's three times va'ani or four times va'ani, chalikas rosh lakish or hudinasiya, but either way, you only have a limit of three or four. You have a limit of three or four, my, what's the halacha? And now don't tell me we had a gemara before, and daf chaf amar right after the gemara, chalikas va'ani four times, va'ani three times. That is true, but you could have, it's not a raya, because it could have had the same achloikis if you're talking va'ani to your friend. The question is, if you waited, shalom alecha Rebbe, plus something else, is that enough? You can have the same achloikis with being typhus with chavri also. That's not a raya that, from that gemara that you typhus with the original guy. It could be even typhus from the friend also, the same thing, a shayla of teichedei dibur. If how much what's called Techdei Dibur? Zok the Gemara Tashma. We start from Bayalu on four lines before Tashma. Tashma Hareini Nazir. If someone says Hareini Nazir, v'zar Mishnah v'shama chaveiroi va'ama va'ani, and the friend heard and he said va'ani, and another guy said va'ani, v'sulei midi, don't say anything more. Shema mina, but kama hu d'mitvasi. It must be that you always bring tayfas in the original guy who's very nazi. This is akadat the chavah chavah mitvasi. If you're talking about the one and the friend, list it tuva. Say as many avanis as you want, as long as they each teich dibur of each other, that should be enough to make your nazi. Why does it say dafka two times? Shema mina, but kama hu d'mitvasi. It's right, yeah. This is akadat the chavah chavah mitvasi. List it tuva. So I can tell me, really, you're right. They could be vani forever. If you say the Tana is not like a peddler who just says a million times va'ani, but listi so listi chad lishmin and kulon, just say one time va'ani works, then we know that va'ani works. So my answer is you're right. I did tani huta arishon huta kulon huta achor and achor muta kulon surum. Since the Mishnah says halacha that if the first one is becomes mutter, then everything after that becomes mutter because everyone was telling him. But if the second guy becomes mutter, then the first guy is not mutter. So usually lashon rishon and achron, there's a first and a last. So mechlal the ikem say it must be a middle one. Mishumach tani vani vani, that says vani twice because there's a vani in between. Because it says there must be a vani in between because it says huta achron and rishon. If it's rishon achron, it must be amtsoy. That says vani twice. So the Gemara's raya was because it doesn't say vani a bunch of times. There's a limit to the vani. And for the Gemara, no. There's no limit to the va'ani, you're right, because chad v'chavrei mitvis. Every guy can say va'ani on your va'ani, and that would work. Just the shaila is, just the reason why it says two times va'ani, and the reason why Mishnah doesn't say everything because it's not a peddler, the reason why it says twice va'ani because it's mashma, there's huta rishon and achron, so you need to
say. Why is that to say va'ani twice?
What do you mean? One va'ani is not enough. It means only two people coming to Nazir. We want three people to come to Nazir. We want a rishon and an achron. Once you have a first and a last, you have a middle. So you need a third person, that's why it says the not of Ani. Toshima, let's try to bring it out right. It says in the Mishnah, Huta Rishon, Huta Kulam. Which means the original Neder, Nazir maker, becomes Mutter, Huta Kulam. Rishon, Huta Sharu. The first guy is Mutter, Ha'em Tzoyi Loi. If it's mashma, only if the first guy is matir is neder, does it have effect to everyone else? It's hutu rishon, hutu kulo. Rishon, sorry, the first guy makes a hatara, that has effect to everyone else. Ha'em tzoi, if the middle one makes a hatara, loy. It's mashma, nothing happens. Nothing only happens, the only thing, all of them comes mut is him. Shema mino, it's mashma, bekama metvisim. It's mashma very clear, really, that everyone is typhus in the first guy. Because if, let's say number three was typhus number two, so then, it, even huta emtsoi, there's someone else being mutter. The mistress mashma, the only one that has affected everyone else, only the first one. Huta arishon, huta kulam. But huta achron, it says, only he's mutter, no one else mutter. It's mashma, only huta arishon, huta kulam. But huta emtsoi, not. What's pshat? It must be, because both number two and number three are being typhus number one. So if you're mat in number two, nothing happens. So it's a raya, when you say va'ani, you mean to be typhus in the first one. So I'm going to know. Each one's typhus is the next one. You're right, they could have said a case of huta emtsoi, the one afterwards is mutter also. They could have said that. We want to think a case with hutra kulam, ever becomes mutter. The only way to do that is through a rishon. And that's why we said rishon. Detail him tzoy, ik rishon loy mystery. The rishon won't be mutter. Even if the one after him will be mutter, but the one before him won't be mutter. Mishumal chikdani, rishon, that's what it says rishon. Again, this is not a raya to the shiloh. Toshima, huto achroin, ha achroin mutter, vikulan asurum. It says in the same Mishnah, if the achroin becomes mutter, he's mutter, everyone else is also. Because no one after him. So it's you read it like a dig. Achren who like a queen of Asrei. Avam tsoye dika queen of Asrei. Mystery will be mutter. Shema mino, chad v'chavrei mitvis. It's pretty clear that chad v'chavrei mitvis. Zog demar, no. Lo oilom em loach b'kama matvisim. Maybe you'll tell me, really, everyone's mitvis in the kama. And when it says achren, the achren is mutter v'kul nasurim, you know what the achren means? Anything that's is after the first guy. My achron the tani am tzoi. The I the tani rishon. Since it's used also in rishon and tana achron. But really, right now the Gemara is making a doichik and Gemara is being matcha that achron means the even the tzoi can mean the achron also. That could also mean the achron because sometimes it's called afterwards because it's after the rishon. So maybe really it's going on the mitzvah or something, but use lashon achron because it's after the rishon. That's all. I don't rishon on achron. So we still have no right to the shaila. But now when I have a right to the shaila, Toshima, Netanya Behendit, my first brayser. The brayser says huta rishon hutra kulam. The brayser says if the first one who made the nezir made the nazir harani nazir and he went to the chacham and was matez neder hutra kulam, everyone becomes mutter. Hutra emtsoi, the middle one becomes mutter through a hataras darim himenu v'lamata mutter. Anyone after him is mutter. Himenu v'lamayla, anyone before him is aser. Clearly, that shvamino, chad v'chavrei mitvish shvamino, we clearly have a raya that when someone says va'ani, he's not being typhus in the original one, he's been typhus the one before him. And therefore, it's like a domino effect that anyone who's mutter, anyone after him becomes mutter. Anyone before him does not become mutter. If the case was Va'ani is going on the first guy, so then the only one who could cause this domino effect is only the first Nazir, the one who made the Nazir himself, Harei Nazir. If he becomes Mutter, everyone else is Mutter. But one of the middle ones has no effect on that. But now they were saying, Chad v'chavri mitvis, therefore has a domino effect, and if the middle one becomes Mutter, everyone after him becomes Mutter, everyone before him does not become Mutter. So that's the Shema Minah, that Chad v'chavri mitvis, Shema Minah. And originally, the Gemara had said that there's an nafkamina. The Gemara had a shaila. The Gemara said the nafkamina is how many you could do. But really, there's two nafkaminas. If it's chav v'chavrei, first of all, chav v'chavrei is a maila that you could be typhus as many people as you want. And second of all, the non-nafkamina is that there's a domino effect. There's really two nafkaminas. If you hold chad v'chavrei mitvus, or if you're bekama mitvus.